All right, this is the interview of my grandparents for questions on World War II. Please state your names and date of birth.
My name is Joy Bell. Gone off. Have I done something?
Oh, did you press this? No,
sorry.
Don't worry, it's yours.
My name is Joy Bell. I was born on the 21st of May in 1942 in South Yorkshire, which is in the north of England.
And my name is Donald Bell. I was born 1 year earlier, 28th of May 1941, and I lived in Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Thank you very much. Now, first question I want to ask you. What's your earliest memory of the war? Describe it in as much detail as possible, please.
I remember when I was about 3 years old that the wood at the back of our house was knocked down in order to dig for coal, which was fairly close to the surface. And so I remember watching the big machinery pushing over the trees so that they could dig up all that field. I was about 3 years old.
I lived in Belfast, which is a big shipbuilding city. So the German bombers were targeting the shipyards. But because we lived near a big stretch of water, which were the waterworks in Belfast, we sometimes got stray bombs on the houses nearby. My earliest recollection is of the so-called Anderson shelters, that's the air raid shelters, which are very strongly built small buildings where people could go into during an air raid, and they would hopefully be a bit safer in there. I remember places where houses had been bombed and there was just nothing but dereliction. And I also remember a thing called a blimp, which was a very large balloon tethered by a long rope, or steel rope, I suppose, which were there in case a plane, a bomber, would run into it and then would be brought down. And so it kept the bombers flying much higher than they wanted to, so they couldn't target things so well.
Another memory of mine of about the same time was going into the field by our house and seeing searchlights that were trained on planes in the sky. I don't think I saw a plane, but I certainly saw the searchlights, because where we lived was in Sheffield, near Sheffield, which was a big steelmaking centre. And again, it was a target for the bombers to come and destroy the steelworks. There was also on our little estate neighbourhood a very tall tower that had been built in the 1800s in commemoration of Admiral Keppel, who I think had fought in the Napoleonic Wars or something like that. And so in order, because it became a pointer to Sheffield for bombers coming in, it was surrounded with barrage balloons so that it couldn't be seen from high up in the sky and therefore couldn't be a pointer to what was happening, to the steelworks nearby in Sheffield.
Thank you very much. What was your family life like during the war? Describe it in as much detail as possible, please.
Ours was a fairly normal family life in that my father went to work and my mother stayed at home and looked after the children. There was rationing, so you couldn't buy everything that you wanted, so we couldn't get unusual fruits like oranges and bananas because they had to be brought in from other countries. You could only have what you grew yourself or what was grown in this country. So food was fairly restricted in the variety, but it was not restricted necessarily in quantity because my father grew lots of vegetables in the back garden. But things like clothes, it was difficult to get them, and material. My mother said she was always glad that I was very small because it didn't take much material to make a dress for me.
And quite a lot of people were moved out of the big cities to somewhere else because they would be a little bit safer there. My grandmother lived in a fishing village called Donaghadee, rather difficult to pronounce, and so quite a lot of us moved to her house. So all of the cousins and uncles and aunts seemed to end up in Donaghadee. We had quite a good time.
Thank you very much.
Did you have relatives that fought in the war? Explain their roles, if so.
My father was profoundly deaf, so he didn't go to war, and I'm not sure about his brothers, whether they did. I know my mother's brother was in the Air Force, but I don't know very much about it.
My Uncle Harry was a navigator on one of the bombers, one of the British bombers, and on one occasion, for some reason, he missed a flight, and his bomber was shot down, but because he wasn't on it, he survived the war.
Thank you very much.
Did you participate in any wartime activities during the war? Explain what you did, if so.
No, I was only 3 years old by the time the war ended, so I wouldn't be able to participate in anything there.
Yes, and I was too young to actually participate in the war. But after the war, all of the areas where there were bomb sites, where buildings had stood but weren't there anymore, were a great playground for children who could ride their bicycles up and down the mounds of rubble.
Were you ever attacked during the war? Explain what it was like, if so.
We weren't attacked as such, but I do remember my father taking me to see a big glow over Sheffield, which was bombed during the war. And I can't remember whether that was bombing or whether it was actually the steelworks when the big Bessemer converters were opened up and you could see the glow of the molten steel in the sky.
There was one occasion down in Donaghadee where we thought we were going to be safe, where all of the windows were blown in by a nearby blast. But that was about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Was the war a positive or negative time in your life? Explain in as much detail as possible, please.
Again, I was really rather too young to appreciate what impact it had on us. I know my parents were not wealthy, but my father always made the best of what they had. But that's about as much as I can say.
Yes, the aftermath of the war from 1945 onwards was a time of great austerity. There wasn't very much money to be had. There were shortages of all kinds of things. And in fact, the shortages persisted right into the 1950s. Mm. So rationing carried on till about 1952, I think.
Thank you very much.
Final question. What did you do after the war? Explain the path you took after the war ended.
I don't remember celebrations of the war ending, but I do remember that I started school just after the war, and we all walked to school. It was about a mile, I suppose, to the school. But as Donald said, there was rationing. And I remember even up to the age of 8 or 9, going on a Saturday with my few pennies and a little tiny piece of paper clutched between my finger and thumb, which was from my ration book, that I could go and buy sweets, candy, from the store, which was about half a mile away. And so the rationing was still going on, but you could at least buy sweets by then.
After the war, quite a lot of changes came into British society. For example, the National Health Service came into being with universal health care for everyone. There was the Education Act, which again brought education much more into the realm of people who previously couldn't get very much of it. And then in 1951, there was the Festival of Britain, which was a huge exhibition which was celebrating how wonderful Britain was. It was a time where people were trying to rebuild not just their lives, but the morale of the whole country.
Thank you very much. That has been all my questions. So, I've been Jonathan Bell. This has been Joy Bell and Donald Bell. And goodbye.
Goodbye.